This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to The Dave Glover Show, sponsored by Michael's Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts. IGotFloor.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. We are streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. Corey Hull reaches out and says, my 70-year-old just asked me, are they talking in real life right now? And I said, yes. And she says, so like they're just talking to each other and we're listening to them? And he said, yes. And she said, oh, weird. So we asked Corey his daughter's name. It is Leah, 7-year-old Leah Hull. Hello, sweetheart. Welcome to the DGS.
Hello, Leah.
Thanks for being our first Gen Alpha fan.
I also wanted to say happy birthday to Willem. It is his 18th birthday today. His dad mentioned on the stream. So
Willem's legal. He can do anything he wants. That always freaks Phoebe out when she's like, she's never like too big for her britches. But I'll just remind her, I'll just say it sort of like, isn't it kind of weird that you could just like move to Paris right now and there's nothing your mom and I could do? Or we could cut you off. And
financially.
And there's nothing you could do. Our buddy Matt Pauly is joining us from Jupiter. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you doing, my friend? I know everyone thinks that it's a boondoggle going down to Jupiter in the sun, but you're working day and night. You're missing the girls. How are you hanging in?
Yeah, look, I always pause when I say this because there are so many people who would love to be where I'm at right now, and I love the baseball stuff. The baseball part of the day is awesome. I sat and watched a baseball game today, and then I got to go talk to the Cardinals manager and ask him questions about the game. Like, that's a really cool thing that I get to do in my life. That being said, yes, I miss my wife. I miss my daughters. It's a long 4 weeks to be away from them. I really respect my wife for what she's able to do, taking care of the family without me for this time. So it's good. I'll tell you, can I tell you a story about my oldest daughter? She did something kind of funny the other
day. Please, yeah.
She, so generally where we've stayed when we're down here, we're close to the beach. We're not close to the beach with where we're staying this year. And my daughter really wants me to bring back some seashells. So I had to explain to her the other day. I said, I don't know if I'm going to get to the beach. I'm working every day, really, really long hours. I'm not close to the beach. So I'll do my best to get you a seashell. I just don't know. And she goes, Dad, yes. Do you have some work friends with you there? Yes, I do. She goes, ask your work friends to do all your work one day and you go to the beach and get seashells. So that was her plan for how I get to the beach. I just need to glom all my work onto other people that are here.
The great things about kids your daughter's age is they're just linear, logical.
Yeah.
How does that not make sense?
Yeah, just get your work friend to do it.
Yeah, like get Claiborne to do it. Have Mike Claiborne go get me a conch.
Yeah, so there you go.
So Matt, one of the coolest things I've ever done was when I was buddies with Bulger, I would go to practice and I had seen many NFL games, but seeing it like you're 10 feet away from these guys running impossibly fast and making impossible plays. You've been around it now for multiple decades, but what is it like for those of us normies who haven't seen it to be this close to the best baseball players in the world?
Yeah, you know, it's the you're standing next to a bullpen and somebody throws a fastball and you hear it. Like, and it's an unmistakable sound when somebody's got a lot of velo on a fastball, and then you hear it in the air, and then you hear it get into the catcher's mitt, and you're right next to it. And it's not a normal thing for a human being to be able to throw a baseball 100 miles per hour. Like, that's just not something that you should be able to do. It's not a normal thing to swing the bat and square it up in a way that it makes this amazingly wonderful sound. Like, I love the swing of the bat, and you hear it, and maybe you're not totally paying attention, and everybody looks up because you hear that sound. So in many ways, this may be kind of weird, and maybe it's why I went into radio, it's the sounds that really kind of do it for me.
That's very cool. So I can appreciate being in the position of Ali or Mo when you are trying to look at the new talent. Should they make the club? Could they possibly be a starter? Because there's such a small sample size, even though it's, dozens of games. But like with Victor Scott II, he had a game, the last couple of days where you're like, oh, there's our center fielder. But you never know when it's a flash in the pan.
Yeah, I always say this might mean something, but it also might not mean anything. Like, we can maybe retroactively go back and say, okay, that was something, or it was a whole lot of nothing. Like today, Andre Pallante got blown up on the mound today. His line was not good, gave up like 5 runs in an inning or something like that. But what happened, it was a lot of bad luck. He did exactly what he was supposed to do today. He got a lot of ground balls. And when you're a ground ball pitcher, sometimes it's just going to be a day where they kind of find their way through. So nobody's overly worried about Andre Pallante based off what happened today. Now, if he continues to go out and give up that many runs every single time out, then it's an issue. But like in just this single moment today, Andre Pallante's line score doesn't mean anything. Sonny Gray is going to face hitters for the first time tomorrow, but he's not going to do it in a Grapefruit League game. He's going to do it on the backfields where nobody sees anything, and they're going to run it just like it's a game. So what he does there matters, but none of us are going to be able to say, we're not going to include that when we say, well, he had a Grapefruit League ERA of whatever, whatever, whatever. Well, that doesn't tell the story of what he's going to do tomorrow on the backfield. So sometimes stuff has meaning, sometimes stuff doesn't have meaning. And to be very blunt about it, on February 27th, not much does have meaning. And the stuff that does, we don't even know for sure why or when or what or anything.
So I know that Tink Hentz is a professional baseball player. I'm sure he has a great toughness to him, but I hope that yesterday's outing doesn't get in his head.
I don't think it will. Every ball player has had days like that, and you don't get to this level, even the level he's at as being just a professional ball player, you don't get to that level without being able to put that stuff in the rearview mirror very quickly. We should never judge a guy off their first Grapefruit League appearance. And even if they have a bad Grapefruit League, so a lot of people are freaking out right now on social media about the Cardinals' record, because before today, they'd only won one game. And I did some research, and I compared regular season records and spring training records against each other. And there's zero correlation. You can have a great spring and a great regular season, a great spring and a horrible regular season, a horrible spring and a great, like any of the four combinations can play out. So that we just, I know it's all we have right now. We're baseball fans and we want to be able to look at this stuff and say that it matters and say that this means this and this guy is going to be good and this guy isn't going to be good. It's just, it's really, really hard to discern what matters. And I don't think Team Kent's getting blown up a little bit. What was that yesterday?
Yeah.
Is going to matter at all.
Matt, walk us through who are sort of the bubble guys who could be on the opening day roster or could be in AAA?
Yeah, I think a lot of, you know, those final bench spots are kind of up in the air right now. Kaepernick, Matt Kaepernick, he's somebody who's hitting like .444 right now through his first four games. He's going to be battling for a job. Jose Barrero, who's been pretty impressive. He came up as a top prospect in the Cincinnati organization. He's competing for a job. Michael Hellman, Thomas Sejasty, Lucan Baker. Those are the position players that are competing. And then, I mean, there's just a lot of relievers. It's the guys that we saw a little bit last year and the Roycrofts and the Leahys and the Lutuses, Munoz is in there as well. Some other guys that we're not even talking about. Tekoa Roby, who's been probably the two relief pitchers who I've been most impressed with since being here are Tekoa Roby and Gordon Graceffo. They've just been really, really, really good in what we've seen from them. So there's a bunch of roster spots open. And for a lot of these guys, especially the relief pitchers, there's going to be a constant shuttle going on between St. Louis and Memphis. So just because you're not on the opening day roster doesn't mean that you're not going to have a very large role with the Cardinals in 2025.
Talking to our buddy Matt Pauly from Jupiter here. This is kind of fun without Wheeler. I mean, I was kind of afraid to do it because I'm intimidated by all the sports guys. Like everything I ask, they're rolling their eyes, and Wheeler just like picks it up for you. But it's kind of nice.
No, you're doing good. I give you more than a passing grade so far on your
excellent
questions, Dave.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My next question.
Don't screw it up.
No. We should just end
The next question is going to be so bad, isn't it?
Well, it is sort of a personal one. Does Weatherholt present personally with as much confidence as he does on the field? Because he presents like a 10-year veteran.
No, he doesn't. Okay, that's your best question today, Dave. Way
yes
to follow up.
Good job, Dave.
You know that. All right. So I had never spoken to the guy. And everything I'd heard about, I kept hearing these Bryce Harper comparisons.
Yes.
Like he has the same personality as Bryce Harper. And then I interview the guy and he's, you know, nice, respectful, humble, just glad to be here, enjoying big league camp for the first time. Now, maybe that's what he's doing, talking to me for the first time, or, you know, just being, you know, in big league camp for the first time. You're trying to kind of mind your P's and Q's. And maybe as we see him a little bit more and he comes into his own once he gets to the big leagues for real, maybe that personality that we've heard about comes out a little bit more. But no, like just from my very, very limited personal experience with him, he did not come across that way at all.
Very interesting. I'm kind of glad to hear it. Like, I love the on-field confidence, but I was afraid he was going to be kind of a lot. So I'm glad to hear he's just kind of a normal, nice kid.
Yeah, totally. 100%.
Awesome. All right, buddy. I hope you continue to have a good time and I'll get you back here soon.
All right. Sounds good. We'll see you in a week or so.
Want to do some throwback?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me dig it out of my pile of stuff here. It's time.
Ooh, I thought you were going to say something other than stuff.
It's time for Throwback Thursday.
You know what? We don't even need Wheeler and Andrew.
All right.
We can just do this.
We can just do the show like this forever.
Forever.
And we definitely will not get tired of that or exhausted or miss our friends.
Sharing
at all
an office, going to lunch, taking walks, doing the
we
show.
We won't kill each other.
We'll be fine.
There's no way that'll happen. All right, 74 years ago in 1951, the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution was ratified, limiting a president to two terms in office. Can't believe that's only been 74 years.
Yeah.
84 years ago in 1941, When You Wish Upon a Star won the Best Original Song Oscar and Pinocchio won Best Original Score. I hate that movie.
Oh,
I'm
sorry. I hate that movie.
It's so scary, especially as a kid.
It's
I don't
awful
want to watch it as an adult because it scared me so much as a kid.
I still do, to this day, have a Pinocchio bank, like a plastic Pinocchio, and with a little slot in his cap, and you put your quarters in. And this is a little revealing a little bit too much, but it's like everyone from my generation can relate. My mom and dad were good parents, but they're pretty whippy, so I got a lot of spankings. Mm-hmm. And my Pinocchio bank, he looks like he's holding his bottom, and I always thought it was because he had just been spanked, a spank bank. So it was always, yeah, I know. So it's before ever seeing Pinocchio, I had Pinocchio and he made me sad. And then I saw Pinocchio and it's like someone injected acid into my veins.
It's gotten way worse somehow.
Awful.
45 years ago in 1980 at the Grammy Awards, the Doobie Brothers won Best Record and Best Song for What a Fool Believes.
Cool. I love the Doobies.
I like the Doobies as well. 33 years ago in 1992, Elizabeth Taylor celebrated her 60th birthday by closing Disneyland for a private party with her celebrity friends.
She may be just empirically the most beautiful female ever born.
That's what my mom always said too, that she is just like the most beautiful woman.
Like she and Elvis may be the most beautiful humans.
I don't know though. Elvis and Priscilla, when they got, I mean, yeah. I know she was like 16, but wow, they were a beautiful couple.
Yeah.
And I mean, Richard Burton and Liz Taylor, that was a pretty beautiful couple too.
What an interesting story they had.
Yeah, didn't they get married and divorced
multiple
like three times?
Yeah, multiple times.
23 years ago in 2002, Alicia Keys was named Best New Artist at the Grammys. She also won Best R&B Album for Songs in A Minor and Song of the Year and Best R&B Song for Fallen. I love that song. 22 years ago in 2003, Mr. Rogers passed away at the age of 74 from stomach cancer. I remember when that happened. I know you're not the biggest Mr. Rogers
fan. I was
going
to say, the most crap I've ever taken on the air was, and I said it half kiddingly because I didn't watch Mr. Rogers.
Okay.
But I knew his puppets were like nightmare fuel.
Oh, no, not Daniel Lyon.
And he had a guy named Mr. McFeely. And he dressed like he dressed, and he hung out with children, and I was like, have we really checked this guy out?
No.
Oh, my God. People went nuts.
Because Mr. Rogers is amazing.
I accept
He's a gentle, kind, wonderful man.
I accept
And everyone at my school, like, knew that I loved Mr. Rogers, and I remember when he passed away, like, someone telling me in the hall, like, Rachel, I'm so sorry, but Mr. Rogers died. And I was like, what?
Mm.
No. 20 years ago in 2005, Million Dollar Baby won Best Picture and earned Hilary Swank Best Actress Oscar, Morgan Freeman his first Oscar for Best Supporting Actor, and Best Director for Clint Eastwood.
Can I tell you a cute story about Mr. Rogers? Nick loved Mr. Rogers, and he was about two, and he called him Ree Rogers. And for about a month, I was between jobs. And so while Jen, his mom, worked, I would stay home with Nick. And every day we'd go for walks and we'd sit on the same curb. And I would say, what do you want to do later on, buddy? He'd go, I don't know. Probably watch Ree Rogers.
So sweet.
Every single day.
Brian on the stream says, I loved watching Mr. Rogers as a kid, but Lady Elaine was kind of scary, though.
She was the one with the red nose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brian's not wrong about that.
Was she also mean?
She was a little mean, if I remember correctly. And she lived in a weird house.
See?
Her house stressed me out.
Yeah.
Final throwback Thursday here. 10 years ago in 2015, Star Trek legend Leonard Nimoy passed away at 83.
Yeah. What a fascinating guy he was.
Oh, man. Speaking of people, like legends passing away, we haven't talked about Gene Hackman at all.
No, no.
So sad.
He was in my top three actors. I've always loved Gene Hackman. And I heard a story about him last night on the news as I was driving home that... he just kind of knocked around. He was just unsuccessful. And when he was 30 years old, he applied to an acting school.
Mm-hmm.
And he and one of his best friends got kicked out for a lack of talent and skill.
Wow.
Dustin Hoffman.
Wow.
It was Gene Hackman and Dustin Hoffman.
That is crazy.
So they moved to New York together and started doing stage. And then they started being cast in movies. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
And a sad thing. Gene Hackman's father left his family, never to come back again, when he was 13. And he said that as his dad walked out, he walked right past him and made this little awkward wave. Didn't say anything, didn't say goodbye, gave a half-hearted wave. And Gene Hackman said that he always remembered that and that he realized at a young age the power that a subtle, nonverbal cue could communicate, and that was the basis of all of his acting.
Wow.
Was to under-speak and over-move. And if you think about it, it's so true. He was famous for just his faces.
Mm-hmm.
He could just communicate everything with a scowl or a smile, and that came from his dad walking out on him when he was 13.
That is crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, it's very sad. May he rest in peace.
Yes.
I haven't seen a ton of Gene Hackman films, but Royal Tenenbaums is one of my favorites ever. And he could not be funnier, sweeter.
Yeah.
It's such a layered, cool performance.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Did you and Kurt love submarine movies? Watch.
Which one is he in?
Crimson Tide.
Crimson Tide. Yeah, we've seen it. We've seen it.
So good. So good.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let me use these couple of minutes here to tell you about what's happening with KMOX on opening day.
Yeah.
We have two events going on, none of them outside. If you've ever been to Kegs and Eggs before, it's under a big tent out on the street. We are taking over Cardinals Nation, the bar and event space at Ballpark Village on opening day at 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. It is the first pitch breakfast celebrating the 1985 World Championship team, hosted by Tom Ackerman, featuring Vince Coleman. So that's going to be really cool.
Really cool.
Not broadcasting that, so everything is private, only selling about 100 tickets. They are $60 a piece, but there are no singles, so you have to buy a table, but you can buy a two-topper. And then at 11 to 2, Kegs and Eggs takes over in the same space. We have 200 tickets to sell there. It's going to be a bigger buffet, AB beer products, mixed drinks. At the morning, you have unlimited bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys. And then the next one is a great pregame because you're going to be able to put something on your stomach and have a couple of drinks. I'm sure Mosaic will be there. Probably Ozzy will show up again. The sports guys will probably be doing it, will be there and make an appearance. So go to KMOX.com to get your tickets. Guys, DGS 437. It's just Rach and I today. The boys are sick at home. Hopefully they'll both be back on either live or from their home studio. Home studio.
Yeah, I don't That's think Andrew fancy. Has one.
Yeah.
I think Wheeler does like straight up have a
Why wouldn't
studio,
he?
Though.
Of course he does.
Of course.
Probably the best one in the world. Where he's the best broadcaster and never has problems. I'm not bitter.
No, me neither.
I tried an experiment. Everyone gives me trouble online for being a perpetual motion machine and constantly rocking and twisting. And I thought, ooh, let me get something good out of this. So I put my phone in my pocket, hoping it would give me steps.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't.
Yeah, it knows you're rocking back and forth.
I don't like that.
It says, I know this game.
And even if it had given me steps and I knew they were fake, I would feel good about myself.
Well,
you think you burn any calories just standing and twisting back and forth?
Yeah, you do. Probably not as much as you would like, but you burn some. We need to get you a Fitbit or something.
I need to open a gym for people with OCD.
Yeah, good idea.
Just have it be like a baby's mobile or like cat toys. Just people walking around like me, twisting back and forth. And
twist, twist, and twist.
You want a couple fun facts?
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. A new study suggests that having some belly fat may be beneficial for brain health in younger adults. It doesn't help anybody in their old age, unfortunately, but having a little bit of something around the middle, because your brain is fat and runs on fat, and it helps you to develop a better brain.
That makes sense. You know, that's the thing. There's a lot of benefits, apparently, to fasting throughout the day, but I also think of it as, like, when you're depriving your brain of that fat and that calories throughout the day, that can't be good.
That's why we shouldn't do it.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't do it, yeah.
A 63-year-old woman named Soon Bang was charged with operating a prostitution business from her New Jersey massage parlor.
Oh, boy.
I guess when that's your name,
you're
not going to be a lawyer. Objection, Miss Bang? Headlines?
Yeah, headlines.
Thank
headlines.
You.
Thank God. Headlines is brought to you by Schnooks.
Why are you the one I'm dirtiest around? Like, you'd think if the boys were here, I'd be like, Soon Bang.
And I'm like,
get it?
Let's move on. Headlines is brought to you by Schnooks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnooks Rewards app. So Blue Origin is set to make history with its next space flight. It's going to be an all-woman crew, including pop singer Katy Perry.
Oh, no.
Oh, you know who else is going to be on the flight, Dave? TV host Gayle King. It's like it's like they made a list of everyone you hate. Is Savannah Guthrie going to be? No, she's not. She's not.
You're kidding
but,
me.
But, I mean, it's cool. This mission is scheduled for this spring. It'll be the first all-female flight crew since Valentina Tereshkova's solo space flight in 1963.
So this is one of those where they just, like, peek up above the clouds.
Yeah, it's Blue Origin, so they're
not crapping
going.
On it. They're, like, going up in a rocket.
Oh, so they're not even, like, actually going to space.
So they're not going to a planet.
They're not colonizing Mars. Ugh, miss me with that. All right, this is a more serious story. The world's oldest known or believed Holocaust survivor passed away in a nursing home at age 113. Her name is Rose Garone, and she was believed to be the world's oldest Holocaust survivor. She passed away in Queens, New York. She was born in Poland in 1912. She escaped to Shanghai with her husband during World War II, and she ran a successful knitting business in New York and continued to knit and volunteer until she was nearly 102 years old. She was known for her resilience and positive outlook on life, and her granddaughter described her as a terrific lady.
Isn't it crazy just how different human lives are? And which, to me, I'm not a believer in reincarnation, but it makes sense to me. Probably more to my emotions than my intellect, because you see people like Rose, who lived 113 years, people like my mom, who lived 97, and then people die at 4 years old.
Yeah.
You know, or they just have a terrible life and get murdered at 20.
Yeah.
And it just, everyone I think has just sort of an internal playground sense of fairness. And just that fact goes against that. And I think, I'm not saying that religion is invented, but it's why I think about the afterlife and being born again and having another chance to do this. And maybe I even chose this lifetime and these parents and this family and all this kind of stuff. Because if it's just this is it, which is probably what I think it is. Like, when you die, that's probably just it, because that's all I have evidence for. But it's certainly depressing that, especially for people who don't have great lives. Like, I've already, if I died now, it would be considered young. Oh my gosh, he was 60. That's so young. But at least I've lived long enough to do most things in life and go, okay.
So you think that in order for there to be a higher power, that would imply that there's some sort of fairness to all of this?
See, what a great question, because I've gone down so many rabbit holes with this. That one possibility that we never really talk about is that there is some sort of supernatural force, a god, a deity, a something, but maybe they're not that great of a person. You know, like, I'm more powerful than a four-year-old. I can impose my will on that four-year-old. So there could be something extra human that created us or exerts a power on us. And I know that that's not the Christian doctrine or even the Buddhist doctrine, the Jewish doctrine, or the Islamic doctrine, but it's a possibility that a lesser god or sort of a D-head god was the one who set this all up. Like, I think about that too.
Interesting stuff.
Thank you.
An American Airlines flight discontinues its landing to avoid a departing plane at Washington National. This is pretty scary. The flight had to abort its landing at Reagan Washington National Airport to avoid a departing plane. I'm sorry, I can't talk. On the same runway, it occurred just before a similar situation involving a Southwest flight at Chicago's Midway International Airport.
Have you seen the video?
I have not. The passengers described the experience as scary, with the pilot explaining the abrupt change in course.
Yeah, typically when you see these things at airports, I've always thought, when they say there was a near collision, they came within 100 feet of each other. This one, this big plane is landing, and this commuter jet, who evidently was told to stop before the runway, either didn't hear it or didn't care, and they just go across the runway, and this big-ass jet lands and immediately takes off and misses it by 100 feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Scary.
Corey says, Dave, have you watched Dark Matter on Apple TV, one of the best multiverse shows I've ever seen? I have not, but I have hovered over it many times, so maybe I'll check that out.
Dave, did you see that Donald Trump could be put on a $250 bill under a new proposal?
No.
South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson is working on legislation to have a $250 bill featuring President Donald Trump, created by the U.S. Bureau of Engraving and Printing. So it would commemorate the nation's 250th anniversary in 2026 and recognize Trump's efforts in battling inflation. However, a federal law from 1866 prohibits living individuals from appearing on U.S. currency.
Huh.
So Wilson is aiming to address that in the legislation. $250 bill? That sounds weird. Are there other, like, I mean, I know there's...
I had a $500 bill once. Did someone...
Not a $550 bill.
No, correct. Someone paid me, when I was a lawyer, with a $500 bill, and I was like, sucker, this is worth thousands of dollars. Uh-huh. And I took it over to my bank, and they offered me $501.
I'm rich. Egg prices are predicted to soar more than 41% in 2025, according to the USDA, with prices potentially reaching over $11 per carton.
Mm.
Not great. That darn bird flu, man. It really caused a lot of problems. We mentioned the passing of the great Gene Hackman earlier in the show. I want to also acknowledge the passing of Michelle Trachtenberg. She was the star of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Gossip Girl. Passed away at the age of 39. I always just liked her. I wasn't like a super fan or anything, but I always just liked her vibe.
Yeah.
And it's sad that she's gone.
Yeah, that's like me with Gene Hackman. I hadn't thought of him in years. I think I saw a couple pictures of him, and he was 95, so he didn't look great. But when someone passes away who meant something to you, even if it was only entertainment, it lights up a part in you that hadn't been lit up for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Let's do one more story and then we'll take a break. After 10 years, Lester Holt is leaving NBC Nightly News. This has been news for a couple days now. Yeah. I just haven't had a chance to fit it into headlines. He said, after 10 years, 17 if you include my years on the weekends, the time has come for me to step away from my role as anchor of Nightly News. I also saw another story. I think actually NBC was just running ads saying Lester Holt is the most trusted anchor in television news. And I'm like, and he's leaving? I don't know. It feels like the time to stay if you were ever going to... I don't know, stick something out.
I don't know nothing about being at that level, and I don't know Lester, but I've always believed that in most jobs, certainly in entertainment jobs, that when you get to a high level like that and you have a great gig, you don't leave on your own. I mean, there are some people who do, who are much older than Lester, who are just like, it's time to hang them up, you know? I would imagine that he was told, like, hey, you're not going to be the guy. You can save face, you can keep doing Dateline, but you're just not going to be the future.
Oh, that's, I always really liked him.
I really like him. Mm-hmm. I watch him every night. You good?
Yep, that was my final story.
Good, good. The list in front of me of stupid things that people take pride in and brag about.
All right.
Being right, especially when they're wrong. Being brutally honest, especially when it's more about being brutal.
That's a lot of people who are like, I'm just being honest. It's like, are you, or are you just kind of rude?
Never cooking. Not changing their kids' diapers.
What, people brag about that?
I guess so.
That's very strange.
Drinking or smoking a lot.
Okay.
Being so busy, but also being so lazy.
I might be guilty of the, like, I'm busy, I've got a lot going on today. I'm trying to be better about that.
Being unhealthy, not sleeping enough.
I do that too. Oh, I'm the worst.
Working themselves to death and not taking time for themselves, and they brag about it. Not knowing how to use computers or tech or caring to learn the basics. Yeah, I do that. And when people are proud to say that they don't read, they haven't read a book since high school.
That always bothers me so much. Like, why do you think that makes you sound good that you don't read? I don't understand.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.